This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room. Oh, my God. Texting, tweeting, and trying to just really being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. I want you engaged. I want you involved. I want you doing something, you know, more than spewing the party line. You guys really need to, and I know some of you aren't, so if it doesn't pertain to you, just blow it off. But really, just stop spewing the party line. Most of the time, the party doesn't even have a clue. Don't give them the extra credit. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, again, some of you know I just got back from Vegas. And no, not gambling, not partying, not paying the professional ladies. Seriously. Simply there for Freedom Fest. And if you don't know what Freedom Fest is, then look it up. Find it. See who was there. You know, actually, there's a whole bunch of libertarians. The nice thing about libertarians, I got to tell you, when I'm with the far right, it's always, I shouldn't say it's always, that's not fair. It's mostly when I'm with libertarians. It is mostly a true conversation. They have their way of coming about things, but it's never hateful, it's never nasty, it's never in your face, and it's never they're right or else. But when it comes to people on the left, right, it's a hateful conversation. You're an idiot. You're a moron. That's how it usually goes. And it's the same thing, sorry guys, but it's the same thing with the people on the far right. You get in a conversation with somebody on the far right, and it's the same thing. You are wrong. If you're not exactly the same page as them, you're wrong. And for my friends on the right, if you look, I mean, you really take a hard look at how divided we're becoming, not where the Dems are at. The Dems have a real problem, and I'm talking a big problem. But if you really want to see where the Republicans are going to end up if we don't get on the same page, we don't have to be lockstep. We don't have to be doing exactly the same thing. Don't get me wrong. But we seem to love to eat our own. We seem to love to rip each other up. We need to get away from it. No, really. We really need to get away from it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'd love to know your feelings on that. So I started with MSNBC. These guys are just going nuts with all of this. I'm seriously. They're so excited, so happy. And their analysts are encouraging extreme tactics to stop the Supreme Court pick. One of the groups even says, raise hell. Time for Democrats to throw down the gauntlet. Haven't they already done this? Seriously. And I was talking about this the other night. Remember, I said to you, how much fighting and arguing, how much of burning down of buildings, how much of that stuff did we all do, y'all, we all, them all, do when Sotomayor was picked. How many write in if you went and did all kinds of nasty stuff? I know you didn't. Because the majority of us are good people. Right? The majority of us don't want to do that kind of fight. The majority of us, we don't want to get, we want to win. But we want to win the right way. We don't want to be cheating. So, I mean, I just, again, I love how they blame us for this. And then they step up, and they're the ones screaming for some kind of physical defiance. And this is all over what? A Supreme Court pick, you know, they always talk about our fear-mongering. What fear-mongers we are. And what we do to scare people. And the minute they were ready for this, their speeches were ready, their signs were ready, everything was ready for this. Any one of the picks that the president had was going to be over the top and was going to stop Roe versus Wade. Now, when you start off with that, think about the heart attack that everybody's having, right? Think about what the problem is at that point. People are petrified as to what the president's going to take away or what the trustee is going to take away from you. And they're just so happy now about all this. They're like, what is it called when you get the cat chasing a pointer around the place, right? You've noticed this? What happened to Stormy Daniels? What happened to that David Hogg guy, right? Where are they? Oh, we've moved on to other stuff. None of that stuff stuck. Where are the 26 women that supposedly had sex with President Trump? Where are they? The Dems do this constantly. I mean, I get both sides do it, but they've become masters at it. Well, I guess they're not winning, so they're really not masters. They've become masters at the attempt. And then you get all these, now we've got all these indictments that came down, and oh my God, see that, it's not a witch hunt, we got, really? First of all, the original, we're going to talk about the, I don't want to call it a trial, I don't want to call it the Inquisition like everybody else is. Talk about the hearings going down too. But they're so excited about the indictments. But do you really know what they are? Do you really know what they say? We're going to talk about those on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the real side. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com.
That's NUTRIMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
I'm Bill Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always screw this up. So, Julio, I should know this by now. Okay? He and I go back and forth, and I'll invite him on the show. And then what I do is I screw up the number. I end up getting somebody on the phone that really I maybe shouldn't have on the phone. You know what I'm saying here? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And we were talking about this at the event that I was at, about how we don't necessarily always support one another. You know, conservative writers, conservatives on the air, if you would. We don't normally do it. And I don't know why that is. I mean, it's not like we ask you, like, I on a regular basis, and I realize you got to do what you got to do. Some don't have the money, some do. You know, head up to Patreon to support me. Buy the book. Come to events that we're at. That's always a big plus. That's always a good thing, too. And you have to understand that Facebook, Ustream, YouTube, all of them, they're killing us. They're really making life miserable for, I mean miserable. Not kind of, sort of, but I mean really miserable.
Hello?
But let's bring in Julio Rivera, who I always
Hello?
Have fun with. Julio, are you there?
Yeah.
What are you, Verizon? What?
Yeah, I'm Verizon, yeah.
Yeah. You got a, and you're out of bed, everything's cool now, right? So I tell...
Yeah, I'm...
Yeah?
I'm good.
All right. I was telling everybody how we were partying together in Vegas. You know, you hit it big on the jackpot. I mean, just being around you guys.
No, don't say that. Don't say that. I don't need the IRS coming after me.
Anyway, I was telling people about, you know, Freedom Fest. That's where I just came back from, and you were there. Edward Woodson was there. A lot of the people we know, Evan Sayet, what have you. And it was a libertarian event. And, you know, at first I didn't know what to expect. But I got to ask you. I'm going to ask you the same question you asked me, which is basically, what did you get out of it? What is different about being an event that is basically a libertarian event as opposed to being doing an event on the right or the left or Politicon or what have you?
Oh, okay. Yep. All right. So that's good. I'm ready whenever you are.
We're live now. Start talking.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm like,
that would have been good.
Okay, no. Okay, I had no idea that we were live right there.
No, you know what I noticed?
It being a libertarian event, there's a lot of people out there that are trying to sell something. So there's a lot of capitalist businessmen type people there. You know, there's a lot of people trying to get you to buy gold or buy this or buy that or... You know, all that kind of stuff. But no, it's a good exchange of ideas between people that understand why free market principles are important in America, the effect that it's had on the economy, you know, all these great things, you know, and, you know, just the fact that it's in Vegas makes it obviously a little bit funner than your standard, event because, you know, most of the events are in kind of, you know, not necessarily, you know, party central in America. But no, it's been a great time. I had a great time yesterday with you. With Edward and a lot of the other mutual friends that we have here.
Yeah, and going into some of the events and listening to them talk, I think you're right. But I think the thing I got out of it, part of what I got out of it, I was just telling people, is that when you have a discussion with a libertarian, it's never a fight. You know what I mean? At least I haven't had one yet. It's always, they're strong on what they believe, but it's not like you're an idiot if you don't agree with them. And you and I have both felt it from our own side where people, you know, they get mad at us for not being extreme right or their kind of right, if you would. And on the left, forget about it. You just don't count at all. So you almost feel like you're with sane people there, correct?
Yeah, they're sane people, and they have a different thought process, I think, than some of us. I think that some of them aren't as grounded in, I guess, their moral values. I don't want to say that way. That comes off the wrong way. But they're not really socially conservative or liberal. They're really liberal-let-live type people for the most part. That's been my experience with libertarians, especially a lot of the ones in the Northeast where I come from. You know, they're a different belief system, to be honest with you. But the one thing they are good on is that they do believe in natural rights. They are, for the most part, whether they wear it on their sleeve or not, they are constitutional conservatives in a lot of ways, which makes them, I guess, more our side. I mean, I think that libertarians definitely do slant and lean a little bit more to the right on a lot of issues. However, you do have your social libertarians that, you know, a lot of your constitutional conservative Christians may not necessarily agree with. So it's definitely a mixed bag, Joe.
It is, but as I said to you before, I really did enjoy the fact that I was able to have conversations with them and not feel, when I walked away, like they thought I was the moron in the room, like I didn't have a clue as to, you know, what was being said. Let's switch real quick here to the hearings yesterday morning. I mean, what did you think of the pompous young man, old man, whatever he was, Strzok, that wouldn't answer their questions, only answered the ones that he wanted to, fell back on the FBI's attorneys to cover his butt. Man, but the thing that bothered me the most was how arrogant he is. Like, they didn't deserve an answer.
Well, you know, I mean, I think that's a product of the lawlessness of the intelligence community under the last administration. I mean, I think these guys think that they're above the law. You know, I really think that that's kind of what permeated through the Bureau, and that's why you had a divide in the Bureau, and that's why I think everything was going crazy around the time of the election with the reopening of the Hillary Clinton investigation after they found new evidence that was supposedly on Anthony Weiner's laptop. And, you know, these are the things that led to the, I think, the very correct and prudent removal of James Comey as FBI director by President Trump.
So now you're at Freedom Fest for the weekend, correct?
Yes, I'm here through the weekend, sir. Yeah.
What are you hoping to accomplish there tomorrow? Well, tonight and tomorrow.
You want the G-rated version? No, I'm just kidding. I've actually, we got a lot of good things done. You know, Reactionary Times was there covering the event. I got actually a great interview exclusive with Senator Mike Lee, where he talks about, you know, his ideas on the Supreme Court and, you know, whether or not he would be amenable to taking position on the Supreme Court should it present itself. So a lot of great things happened. You know, we got a lot of great interviews, and you guys can check that out early next week on Reactionary Times after we cut a full video.
Yeah, let me know. Send me a link. I'll get it out to the people. I've been very interested in hearing how Mike Lee feels about that. And I'm surprised he was there, frankly, but whatever.
Yeah, I didn't expect it. And he couldn't be nicer, very gracious. I had a great conversation with him about, you know, the Supreme Court and the differences between himself and his father, Rex Lee, and, you know, why he's pretty much my favorite senator.
Got to get going. Hey, Julio, have fun. Be safe. I've got no bail money, so don't get stupid. I'll talk to you later on.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. Yeah, have a great one, and God bless. Thank you.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, annual Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. 12 Russians have been indicted for allegedly trying to interfere with the 2016 U.S. presidential election. They're all said to be members of Russia's intelligence service. Democratic Senator Mark Warner says if the president and his team are not willing to make the facts of this indictment a top priority of the meeting with Vladimir Putin in Helsinki, then the summit should be canceled.
There should be no one-on-one meeting between this president and Mr. Putin. There needs to be other Americans in the room.
President Trump says he will confront Putin on the issue and other topics as well.
Ukraine. We'll be talking about Syria. We'll be talking about
other parts of the Middle East. I will be talking about nuclear proliferation.
Trump making his comments during a joint U.S.-UK news conference outside of London alongside British Prime Minister Theresa May. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. Listen to the real side of GCN Live. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I always appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. I need you to be part of the conversation. Now, whether you do that by heading over to the website and being in the, we have a live chat room. Yes, an old-fashioned chat room on the website. Or you can head over to what is that thing called?
Facebook.
It's a Freudian thing. I'm trying to forget it. You can head over to Facebook, get involved in a live conversation there. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us and spending in there and discussing with each other. Anyway, I ran around with Julio for a day and a half there in Vegas at Freedom Fest. It is a different feel. It is a different way of doing things. So it's just a... just interesting. If you've never sat down, you know, some people hear libertarian and go, oh, don't do that. Sit and talk with them, because they believe in the same freedoms that we do. They just don't want restrictions on much of anything. So anyhow, let's talk about these indictments. I know you've been hearing about them, but let's talk a little bit about these indictments, which I think is really funny because, again, as I said earlier, MSNBC, CNN, all of the, you know, left... Well, I'd like to say left-leaning, but, I mean, they've fallen over left. They're not even left-leaning anymore. Media outlets are just overjoyed by this because, you know, we've found a connection. However, the guy that they love, the guy that they care about, the guy that they go out of their way to protect, has said, there ain't nothing. First of all, count one alleges a criminal conspiracy to commit an offense against the United States through cyber operations by the GRU that involved the staged release of stolen documents for the purpose of interfering with the 2016 presidential election. Now, my understanding is the GRU is, in essence, just like the KGB was and the CIA, that kind of stuff. Count 2 through 9 charge an aggravated identity theft for using identification belonging to 8 victims to further their computer fraud scheme. So, we have... we have what? 8 counts of identity theft. Sounds really dangerous to me so far. Count 10 alleges a conspiracy to launder money in which the defendants laundered the equivalent of more than $95,000 by transferring the money that they used to purchase servers and to find other costs related to their hacking activities through cryptocurrency such as Bitcoin. So they laundered money. We've never heard about that before, have we? We've never heard about people laundering money in elections, have we? Count 11 charged conspiracy to commit an offense against the United States by attempting to hack into computers of state boards of elections, secretaries of state, and the U.S. companies that supplied software and other technology related to the administration of elections. First of all, I don't know if you guys heard that, what was it, 35 or 40% of the machines or the software being used out there was owned by a company owned by George Soros. So hacking that might not have been as hard as we think. But again, I want to get down to, they're talking about this stuff like it's new things, like this hasn't been going on. See, before computers, they hacked in different ways. They looked at different ways to try to figure out what was going on in our elections. This is not new, people. You know this already. You especially know this already. However, he goes on to say, Rosenstein, whatever, there was no allegation in the indictment that any American had knowingly participated in the alleged unlawful activity or knew that they were communicating with Russia intelligence officers. There's no allegation in the indictment that the charged conduct altered the vote count or changed the outcome of the vote. So, unless Trump and team were, I guess, not American citizens at the time, there's nothing here that ties the Trump campaign to the Russians. Nothing. Not a thing. This comes from Mueller's team. This comes right from Rosenstein. Right? And he even goes as far to say, and that they, you know, there's no way they knew that they were communicating with Russian intelligence officers. And not only, even after all that, he says, hey, nothing they did or would have done or might have done changed the vote count or changed the outcome of the 2016 elections. Right? Come on, think it through. But they're loving this stuff. They're eating this stuff up. And again, you know, some of you caught me on CNN the other night. And the CNNers love to do stuff like, you know, when I bring up certain points of the past, they keep talking about the what ifs. What if we did this to Obama? What have they get? They hate that. It makes them crazy. But I posed a question to them, which is going to come up here in a second. Is if you are against it today, certain things today, then why weren't you against it when President Obama was in office? Why was it okay for him but not okay for Trump? Right? There's a bunch of people on the left, including John McCain, that want Trump to cancel his meeting to Russia. Or his meeting in Russia, I should say. I haven't figured out why yet, though. Because his meeting in Russia, he's meeting with another head of state. Yes, another pseudo-dictator. Another animal. And they say, you know, you shouldn't be meeting with someone like that. You shouldn't be doing that kind of stuff. They said the same thing with the North Korean dictator. But it was okay for President Obama to meet with the Ayatollah. Right? I mean, with the head of the, for all intents and purposes, the head of the Iranian government. The head of the Iranian people. Right? They made excuses for Obama when the Iranians were screaming death to America while we were in the middle of making the deal. Or the non-deal, whatever you want to call it. That was okay. They made excuses for him. Think about it. And then when he went to Cuba, you had to make the deal with Cuba. Why'd you have to make the deal? Because for 50 years, we've been doing the same thing, and it hasn't changed anything for the people of Cuba. It hasn't helped. He didn't just go make a cordial deal or a cold deal or what have you and try to make things better between us and Cuba. No, he went to the baseball game. Why? Because he was building a relationship. He sat next to one of the biggest human animals on the planet, Raul Castro, who would murder people just for looking at him the wrong way. No, that was okay. And you guys thought that was great. You guys on the left, you thought that was wonderful. Reaching out like that and trying to make the life. It didn't make the life. And listen, This is the thing that makes me think that he was mentally ill. You go to Iran, they're screaming death to America. Obama giggles it off like it's that's, you know, that's just politics. It's just the way it is. You go to Cuba, what are they doing before Obama gets there? They're rounding off, they're rounding up the poor off the streets, throwing them in jail. Come on, you know this is true. Right, to clean up the streets outside of Cuba. Now what happens is we make the agreement. Raul says, here's the deal. They shoot at people as they leave the country. So he tells Obama that basically, we're not going to guarantee anything. If our people start taking off to America, the U.S., we want you to send them back. That's the agreement. The agreement is you have to send them back, and we're not going to guarantee that we're not going to put them in jail or torture them or do anything else to them. It's none of your business. And the weak spined president at the time gave up. Said, okay, fine, no problem. We'll send him back. We don't want any trouble. So they covered President Obama like crazy. Right? Just nuts. And again, it's a disingenuous. It's them. Well, I'm going to say it's deceitful. It's all out deceitful. It's how deceitful that they are. That really, really, really makes me nuts. We're going to go to the phones after the break because I don't want to cut anybody short. I don't want to give people time to talk. And as Putin move, I mean Putin, as Trump moves on, for those of you who pray, you need to pray for him as he goes into Russia. Not because they're going to do anything to him. But the media is just going to get harder and harder and harder on him. He cannot. Look at, they're losing their minds because they're losing control. And I've told you for years on this show, it's not equality they want. It's control they want. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself.
yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just engaging. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a bunch of stuff you can do up there. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff that you've been taught to be afraid of. That you've been told to be afraid of, and you just don't have to be. You seriously don't. Anyway, we'll hit more on the indictments and such, and this I don't, what do you want to call it? This gleeful attitude that the press and most of these haters get when they think they've caught Donald Trump doing something. And what I love about this too is, again, I know some hate this, but I don't really care. Imagine if we were this happy every time Obama screwed up and we talked about it. We had the same kind of press coverage. They would be going nuts, but we couldn't get any press coverage. Nothing those people did wrong is really covered in the mainstream press. Let me just get to this. Jennifer from Southwest Missouri is on the line with me. Jennifer, thanks for calling the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I want to say that I really appreciate Trump going over to Europe. I think that is a good thing. We need to help with the Brexit. And also, my gosh, the media needs to stop bashing the poor man. I mean, he has done more for us in the last year than Obama did in the last eight. And for heaven's sake, I know. I see it in my doggone retirement plan. Thank God for that.
Well, you look at, think about something. 8 years of country bashing, 8 years of sending us in the toilet, 8 years of low GDP, 8 years of low, just crazy, right?
Honey, I'm going to tell you, my family is a big military family. My husband is a military retiree. Our son-in-law is a military retiree.
Wow.
Our son is in the military. My father was in the military. His dad was in the military. Uncles, I can't even begin to tell you. I have an uncle that went through three tours of Nam. He has one that went two tours of Nam and also suffered with Agent Orange. And for heaven's sakes, this president has been the best for our people since Reagan. And I loved Reagan because he was the one that got our people out of the Iranian when they were in hostages.
Yep.
I remember that because my brother was held hostage in in Bahrain, and on his way home, he was held hostage, and oh my God!
Well, that must have been tough for you and your family, and you see this stuff happening, and it leaves it open for it to happen again, doesn't it?
Well, yes. I mean, he was in the Navy, and then all of a sudden, I mean, he had a hood put over his head and knocked out. He woke up in a room where he did not know what happened to him and came awake, and they said, "We are the SEALs. We're getting you out of here."
Wow.
And he came home.
Wow.
And thank God my brother Leroy came home. Oh, my gosh.
Well, God bless your family for their service, and, you know, I've said this on the show, and I mean it. It takes a special person to go to the services. It takes a special person who loves this country and loves others enough that they're willing to go out there and fight to keep us protected, to fight to make sure that we have freedoms here, and then they have to come back in the last day in the past administration and hear how nasty they were and what pieces of crap they were and stuff like that. It's just not fair, and it's not right.
Well, one of the things I want to let all your people know is that the Coast Guard, in times of war, become part of the Navy. And we have lost friends. And my husband even has a bullet wound, all right, in his knee from all this conflict. Okay?
Yep.
So do not ever underestimate the Coast Guard because they become a part of the Navy. They protect them in a time of war. Anyway.
Right.
Regardless,
Jennifer,
on to Trump, please. He has done wonderful things. Our retirement plans are so much better under him than they ever were under Obama, and we love him.
And they're gonna continue to get better. Yep. Jennifer, thanks for the call. I appreciate you being a listener, and thank you so much for the call.
Thank you.
Yep. You know, you got to love our military men. I don't care whether you believe in war, don't believe in war, you don't believe in all that stuff. These guys are going to fight for your freedom and for your ability to be out in the streets and protesting and what have you. I say this all the time, and some of you find it distasteful. You realize that in other countries, you'd be shot in the head for doing some of the stuff that we do here. You would be put in jail forever. Nobody would even know you were gone. Nobody would even know where you were at. You'd be grabbed and yanked out and put in jail for this kind of stuff. Right? Simply protesting. And I just love this. I love the fact that our the hypocrisy. I mean the hypocrisy of our people is just amazing. I mean, I'm sorry, not our people, of our press. It's just amazing. Yeah, have you heard them talk about the new Mexican president, the Mexican president-elect, if you would? Come on, give this some thought, right? You know why they're not saying anything about him? Because he's got some of the same mindsets that President Trump has. He's going to put together border police for the southern border to keep people out. To keep people out of Mexico because they don't want them. He's going to enforce their constitution, keep people out of the country. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? That's terrible. He also said that NAFTA was a bad deal. That he didn't want NAFTA either. It needs to be renegotiated. So when they start hearing stuff like this, when they start hearing stuff like this, they go, well, wait a minute, we can't touch that. That's terrible. We can't get involved in that. And then you turn this down to, you know, Jennifer talked about the Reagan during the hostage crisis. Do you remember that? Now they're saying that that was all Carter. Carter had arranged all of that ahead of time. Right? So, again, a Republican president could not have made anything happen. Same thing with Donald Trump. I mean, you think about Juan Williams on Fox News. Why somebody didn't reach over and slug him? And other Democrats are saying this. All this economic upturn, everything to do with it, it's now all because of Obama, because of the programs he put in place. This is just amazing. And these guys do nothing wrong. Only Obama spent 6 years, almost 6 years, blaming Bush for everything that was wrong, and everything that went right all of a sudden overnight was because of Mr. Obama. This is hypocrisy at the highest level. I mean, I know you guys know it. You're smart people. You get it. But this is hypocrisy at the highest level. And it's never going to stop because the press, under President Obama, they got entitled. They got a pass. They got an okay to be as left and liberal and hateful and dishonest as they wanted to be. And what do they do with this president? When he calls them out, they say he's trying to squelch freedom of the press. No, he's not. He's trying to simply squelch lies. So you have a right to put the information out there, but you don't have the right to lie. Greg from Atlanta, thanks for calling the show. Appreciate your time with me.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Very good.
I just want to let you know, I am a Democrat. Proud Democrat. You know, I'm listening to your show, okay?
Right.
You know, we can agree and disagree. Now, one
yes.
of the things I disagree with you, your 8 years about the media. Did you watch Fox News slam Obama for eight
yeah.
years, night
yep.
after night, Sean
yep.
Hannity, night after night after night? So this thing about, oh, the mainstream media, it just can't take. I give Barack Obama credit. He was man enough to go on Fox News twice. This president refused to come on mainstream media and hides over
minute,
at Fox because
wait
he don't want the tough questions to be answered. That's the whole deal.
Go ahead. Okay. Well, President Obama, and listen, I appreciate you willing to have a conversation. You're talking about one network who went overboard
that's
against Obama.
That's over the network.
Well, which frankly, if you want to be honest about it, to get more ratings than all the other liberal networks put together. But let's talk about
yeah,
so Fox, hey, on this show... On this show, we stay on topic or else. So, when you talk about Fox News, you talk about one network opposed to five or six
uh-huh.
other networks that did nothing but cover for Obama. So Fox News felt like it had to go overboard. I didn't agree with everything
okay.
they did. And I think that's the difference sometimes. Look, I'd love to continue this, but we've got to go for a break. If you want to call in the next hour, I'd love to continue the conversation. Thanks for being with me. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. This is The Real Side of ZCN Live. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. We're going to finish up on the indictments and other things along those lines. We'll be right back.